With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington, and the vice presidential debate continues. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio are deep into the only vice presidential debate scheduled ahead of the 2024 election in November. CBS News is hosting the debate in the studios in New York City, with Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan serving as moderators. It's likely to be the last chance for both tickets to sway undecided voters in this election cycle. The candidates have taken on the economy, with Senator Vance defending former President Trump's record on job creation and health care. Governor Walz defended Vice President Harris's proposals to make housing more affordable for all Americans. The vice presidential nominees attacked the records of the candidates at the top of both tickets. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Now with more news, here's Tayshia Stevens.
Thanks, Bernie. Also at SRNnews.com, Iran launches a ballistic missile attack targeting Israel. Israel Defense Forces ordered Israeli civilians to obey air raid sirens and shelter in place. No word on casualties. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says Israel needs a wide buffer to protect its citizens on the northern border.
In order for that area to become safe, there needs to be a buffer zone. The buffer zone needs to be cleared out. It can't be done any other way but by ground. I don't think Israel wants a long-term ground invasion into Lebanon, but they need to clear out at least, 10 kilometers of space.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will pay for its recent attack. Tuesday, Iran launched nearly 200 missiles towards Israel in retaliation for the airstrikes in Lebanon that killed a terror group Hezbollah official. Netanyahu says Iran made a big mistake and does not understand Israel's determination to retaliate against its enemies. Netanyahu also sent a warning to Lebanon, Yemen, Syria, Iran, and Gaza, saying whoever attacks us, we will attack them. This is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Democrats are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. Congress had already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections. This is SRN News. The food crisis in Haiti continues to worsen. World Food Bank Program Haiti spokesperson Tanya Burbeck.
They are here in these very crowded, very difficult living conditions, and they've lost their ability to make money. So we see very many people who are living in sites for displaced people within the capital who are in a situation which is considered to be the most severe situation in terms of food insecurity. It's level 5. A catastrophic level of food insecurity.
There are videos online of Haitians eating dirt. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz under fire after making false claims about his travels to Hong Kong. Multiple occasions he claimed to be there in 1989 during the Tiananmen Square massacre. Now, a news outlet's revealed he did not travel there until 2 months later. During tonight's vice presidential debate, Walz said he misspoke. More details at SRNnews.com.